You ain't gonna believe this. But you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Hi, and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas, again. I don't know how long I'm going to stay here.
A.K.A. the drunken hobo.
We're all back together again.
I wonder if they'll pick me up.
Anyways, let's stop wasting time. Let's get on with the show, because, I'm tired of us always wasting time continuously. I don't know why we do it. What we watch this week? Douglas, what did you watch this week?
What did I watch this week? I watched a few things. I leave the most notable, and it is Andrew, the most notable. Not too much. I watched a movie called Art School Confidential. Yeah, Art School Confidential.
Let's hear it.
It was, apparently, Andrew tells me it's a film directed by the same person who directed Ghost Town, which...
Ghost World.
Ghost World, sorry. I don't know why I mixed up those two names. Anyway, yeah, Ghost World. And it kind of showed in the, you know, the...
Okay. We're on the same page. That's good work.
It kind of showed in the way that... You know, the movie was filmed and...
It wasn't barraging you. It's humor. Or was it ridiculous humor? No ridiculous humor.
No ridiculous humor.
Yeah.
I need to put that on a shirt.
The humor in this film actually was more...
Humor?
It wasn't like, I'm going to say something funny humor. It was like, okay, at the end of the movie, you're going to see the situation and maybe you'll laugh at it. Because it's ironic. But it's I actually didn't mind it. It wasn't a great movie. It wasn't an extremely good movie, but it was okay to watch.
Right.
You know, it was alright. Steve Buscemi was in it again.
What's that about?
And
male
the main
and
character.
Female protagonist that we spoke about.
I don't know what we're talking about.
What's going on? The main character had some mean eyebrows too, I don't understand. That's one movie I watched. Another movie I watched. Ha! Speaking of male and female protagonists, I watched Waitress.
Waitress. I think I've seen that.
I've heard of it, I've never seen it.
Written and directed by Adrian Shelley. It's starring. Her name isn't Kerry Russell. Actually, yeah, I think it is Kerry Russell from Felicity.
Yeah.
And, Larry David's wife, Cheryl Hines. As well in it. Also, Adrian Shelley is in it as well, but she's a supporting role. She is the lady that got murdered before her movie, this movie actually, really got big.
Who was the lead?
I have no idea.
Kerry Russell.
No, guy.
Oh, oh yeah, because that's how you know it. There's no men.
You're right.
Jeremy Sisto.
No, it's not the same.
Okay, so it's about a waitress, clearly.
Thanks.
who is in a pretty tough marriage. Doesn't like her husband, who's Jeremy Sisto.
She's a waitress. She shouldn't have. I mean, She wanted a better husband for her job.
Yeah, that's true. So she meets a doctor. She gets a new doctor, Nathan Fillion.
I don't care anymore.
And, you know, whatever. But it's essentially a movie about, you know, this lady trying to get herself out of the hard times that she's found herself into. But that's fairly
let me guess, the doctor's
routine.
Married.
Of course the doctor's married. Come
on. Of course.
This movie it's routine, it's the same old stuff. And the I'm not sure. I like that one. People love this movie so much, but at the same time, I kind of knock it because it is still a good movie. It works well, it plays well. And
so he knows what to do then.
Yeah.
Plays with strength, sorry.
Yeah.
The nothing thing kind of cliche.
Of course.
Almost, yeah.
Also, Andy Griffith is in it. So,
wow.
Yeah. You know?
Where did they find him?
Boy, they dug him up out of his grave.
Did they dust
trust
him
me
off first?
Barely.
That's impressive.
And I watched one last thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
One most amazing, most fantastic, most I cried at the end.
Wow.
This movie is The A-Team.
Oh, that's a good setup. It's very good.
Have you seen it yet, Damien?
No, I was going to watch it today and football got in the way.
Yes.
Usually does.
It was so good football today. Oh boy.
Mexico won.
They did.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Your side is still rocks.
But Nigeria was crazy. I was so upset about Nigeria. Do you watch that match?
Yeah, but they, Africans don't know how to defend.
No, but that's the thing. They, well, not they. I shouldn't say they. He, Enyema, defended like a champ, right?
Right.
With, it's just this Keita bastard who decided that, you know what?
Yeah.
Because you're standing in front of me, I'm going to kick you. I don't understand that. And I don't know, they just fell apart. Well, they didn't fall apart, but they didn't.
When you
have
let Greece beat you, you fucking fell apart.
I'm sorry. All I care about is Mexico is through. Like, I was
so happy for Mexico to beat France.
Yeah, like,
France not getting through that one.
That just made me smile.
You realize they can win and go through.
Yeah, it's mathematically
it's exactly,
possible.
It's not going to happen.
Anyways, you were talking about apparently some alpha unit.
Some alpha unit, yes. And, oh, by the way, guess what? I'm so upset. Apparently we should have stayed till after the credits.
So I heard.
Yeah.
But that's why the Lord invented YouTube.
Exactly. So we're okay.
I do not agree with sitting an extra 5 minutes watching shit run up the screen for another 30 seconds.
And then Carrie closes the curtains.
Absolutely refuse to do that. YouTube.
Even though they didn't do it for Iron Man.
Yeah, they did.
I found that interesting.
I guess they realized that everyone was going to stay for Iron Man. A lot of people did. I was having none of it.
Really? You generally don't do that?
No, I don't see the point. It's so unnecessary. If you're going to have something post credits, as soon as the black shit starts rolling, give me a small box in the side and have the and give me the scene then so that I can go to my yard. What is with the nonsense after the credits? I don't need that. That Iron Man thing, I think it was 40 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
And the credits were like 6 minutes.
So do you not think it's worth to like look through credits in a film? Like, I mean,
yeah, but that's for the people who care.
Actually, it's
most
a Damien's point.
But do you care? Do you care at all?
Because there's this thing called IMDb. Can if I need to find out any of that information, the internet. I think they should stop putting credits all together. Just have that as a special feature. Credits.
So at the end, just show a line.
The end.
Show a line and be like, go to imdb.com.
Or see extras on DVD.
See extras on... That's special, Damien. But anyways, Alpha Team.
I hear that's phenomenal. Triumph.
My goodness. My goodness. Listen, so I don't actually think I know anything about these characters. There was no,
you know, Mr. T, that's it.
There was no dialogue.
Do you know that this,
just,
you know that this is based
just,
off the 18 TV show.
I know, but what I'm saying is that despite all of this,
mm-hmm.
This movie is fantastic. It's, I'm not kidding. It might be my favorite movie of the summer so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, better than Iron Man favorite.
Okay.
Even though, I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, that's not a huge part.
Yeah, I was.
Iron Man is good and all.
Yeah,
but,
there were too much time setting up Avengers nonsense.
Yeah.
So much Avengers nonsense.
Does Kick-Ass count as summer?
Oh, well, if we're counting Kick-Ass, then Kick-Ass wins. Although, the best movie of the summer is yet to come out.
Inception?
You're damn right.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Not even close.
I forgot about Kick-Ass. And actually, I watched it again, and I love it. And I'm sure every time I watch it, this
Kryptonite.
Feels like one of those, it's one of those films where every time I watch it, I love it even more.
I really enjoyed The Losers.
I still don't watch that movie, I'm so sorry.
A-Team is so much greater than The Losers. I'm sorry.
Do they have Black Ivor in it? The Black Ivor?
They have Hannibal. Charlton Copley as Murdoch is one of the greatest things you will see.
Is Liam Neeson in this movie?
Yes.
All right.
Just to give you a taste.
I'm going to watch it.
I know you're going to, but just to give you a taste, Charlton Copley does an impression of Braveheart.
Oh, that's impressive.
In this movie.
He's
amazing.
I believe he also does an impression of the Blue Man Group.
No. Like, from everything that I've read, which a lot of it has been negative, but their negatives clearly, man, they're like,
they're your positives.
No character development, there are just quick cuts from one scene to another. The guy like walks through an airport and then steps onto a plane and is like in a whole other country and us. Like, none of it makes sense. All they do is shoot shit from location. I'm like, what the? How is this movie at 3? I don't
understand.
All of that off from this that there is a 3.
How this movie works is there's nothing at all. There's the first, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes is one big action scene.
That sounds about right.
I know. And then the rest of it is another big action scene.
And then there's one more to top it all off.
Do you remember when all action movies were like that?
Yeah.
That's when, alright, alright, so this is the dude. Alright? That's who he's fighting.
Go!
Right? Remember Die Hard? What was the story of Die Hard? Nobody cares. Some dude tried
to kill him.
So anything else you saw this week, Douglas?
No, not really.
Something
unless you caught Breaking Bad.
No. Damien?
I saw True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Season
1. There is that.
Just
yes.
To see, you know, if the nonsense was going to continue, and it didn't, which is both good and bad. Good in.
So you didn't feel that the ending that is clearly bringing in some new stuff wasn't more nonsense?
Yeah, but it's not right. So that is the good and bad thing.
Mm.
Good, as in they've taken a step back from we're going to kill gods, and bad in the sense that you have already killed a god, there's nowhere else to go. You guys have painted yourself in a corner, unless you're going to fight the Avengers by the end of this season, you're all screwed. This werewolf nonsense is looking more like Twilight every day. If this turns into Twilight, I'm going to laugh at you both.
I was just making a joke to Douglas earlier today about it, like saying I think it'd be funny personally if like one episode they brought in Taylor Lautner.
That would be hilarious.
Because like, they're bringing in werewolves.
I told that to you.
I said that Taylor, and then you added on to it. You added on to it, and yes, and then they just kill him immediately. Just like, he goes like, I'm a werewolf. And then he goes like, really? Done. End of game.
I hope him walk on and like fall into a pit of like that, like glitter. And then like walks out and some light hit him and so he's sparkling and someone just snaps him. That'd be awesome. This never went out and Twilight people piss themselves. So it's sucky and nonsense. It's more True Blood. It seems to be going I hate to say this. You know, far more believable.
Vampires and werewolves, sorry, more believable.
Yeah, this whole god thing that they did in the app was not a fan of. And how she died, I mean, the reasoning for how she died, still very stupid. Don't care what any of you say.
What she believed.
Yeah.
Once you believe it, it is true.
Right. Tell that to the...
Is that... That's not the
something
the,
like that.
Yeah.
Something close to that.
Sure. Alright. And last week we were talking about female protagonists.
Kind of.
And Moxie was here.
So did you watch Bitch Slap then? Is that
No. I want something even worse. But there's a story behind it. I've been sanctioned. Headquarters contacted me and they informed me that I agreed that women should be in movies not just as eye candy. And so my manhood card has been suspended. I'm on probation. And as part of my probation, I watch Showgirls.
Wow! Is this a first time watch?
Yes, this is the first. No, I actually don't think so. Much like Boogie Nights, I'm pretty sure I've seen this, but I saw it at that time when that was probably porn. It was probably on late at night, and I shouldn't have been watching it out of all. What's hilarious is that, like, 10 minutes into this movie's bad. Everyone knows that this movie is bad. It's so horrible. Story and... No, this movie's just bad. What? 10 minutes into the movie, my sister walked into the room, and she saw some girl naked grinding on some guy, and she gave me the look. She's like, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. What day?
Can't you do this in the middle of the night like normal
like,
people?
I'm waiting till everybody gone. I'm like, no. And I hit pause and I brought up the information. I'm like, see, legitimate movie. And then blamed Andrew, which was quite hilarious.
What?
So now, if she ever meets Andrew,
what did I hold on? How did you put this on me now?
Like, I didn't want to watch this. Andrew said we reviewed it for the podcast this week.
Thank you, David.
She's like, why?
So now you made sure that I'm never coming to your house. Never.
Like, why?
I need to go to Damon's house with Levi and watch some football one of these days. But no, I'm never coming. No.
I don't know what he was saying. I don't know what this is. They gave it an I rate. This is the worst movie I've watched. I don't even want to watch it, but I have to. That's Andrew's. Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
You little punk.
It was a great movie moment. That was phenomenal.
I have to give you a prop, so that's kind of special.
Thinking on my part, I'm also quite proud of myself. Burn Notice is back.
Oh yes.
And
Bunny's in it.
It's still Burn Notice.
Bunny's in it. No.
So
Bunny, what do you mean by Bunny?
Bunny Carver from season 3 of The Wire.
Yes. have you seen Burn Notice?
No, I haven't.
You've seen Burn Notice?
Of course, I'm watching it.
It's one of those shows that are kind of on a list because it doesn't look that great, but at the same time, it has a couple of things going for it. You guys are really into it. And also, my boy Bruce Campbell is in it. So, you know.
So, the thing is, if you like Burn Notice, you'll continue to like Burn Notice. They've found the formula, and the formula works. Outside of that, I've seen...
Oh, you know what I've been meaning to watch? I actually have the episode. I DVR'd it, but I don't watch it yet. It's the opening episode for a new show that just premiered on AMC called Rubicon or Rubicon.
I've heard people talking about it.
Is it good?
What I'm waiting for is I saw stills on Slash Film for this new show called The Walking Dead or something like that.
Yes.
That's what I'm waiting for to see. I'm really interested in that show. It's a zombie. It's a zombie TV show.
Aren't you in zombie Dota at this point?
No, never.
Really? More zombies?
I can never have enough
zombies.
Zombie
fatigue at all?
None at all.
Wow, that's impressive.
Is that
anyways,
right.
Huh? Yeah, this is number two.
Okay, very good, very good, very good.
Outside of the few, those few things, I've been watching zillions of hours of World Cup.
of course.
Hey, that's a...
I finally see.
Have you watching all the matches? Have you like been waking up at six? And
no, remember,
he works
leave,
in the night.
Right, so I leave work at seven.
Oh, okay.
And then I watch football until 3:30, and go to my bed at like 5, and then wake up at like 10, and go back to work. Rinse and repeat. I'll be dead by the time this World Cup is over.
So this podcast has ruined your sleep regimen right now.
Can I tell you, by the way, I'm very upset with World Cup.
Okay.
The last few matches of the group stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know how so far it's been. Excuse me, only one match at a time?
Yeah.
It's going to be two matches at a time. So
soon.
Yes.
They do that every.
Yes,
no, but no, it's better this because usually they start doing the double matches earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they've waited. But then, I mean, at that point, you know which teams
you're going to watch.
Going through, and you know which matches matter.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, we go to round of 16, which.
Somebody's not going to be in.
It's funny, a lot of people are talking about my cocaine coach, but I'm through at the top of the table,
yeah.
Guaranteed, with two matches played.
Boy,
guaranteed,
I mean,
top of the table.
I feel
in my group,
teams here actually won a match, you know?
Right.
So how many matches has your team won?
So, what I watched this week?
Wait, I've been watching one other thing simultaneously with football. E3 was this week.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff out about
it. I was to say, you know what, E3 has taught me I must get this game. And you're going to hate it because it's for the Wii, but GoldenEye is coming up.
Oh,
I have to get
right. You remember, like 10 years ago when GoldenEye was awesome? You remember all the advancements they made in the last 10 years? Let's just throw all that shit out the window and go back to 10 years ago. That's a good idea.
If it's GoldenEye, then
no,
yes.
It won't be good soon.
Listen, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, you remember moving and shooting with one stick? That was awesome. Right? You know what I was doing while you guys were playing shitty GoldenEye? Counter-Strike. Right? So meet me when you have silly shit like... large battles, proper aiming, grenades, sound. You guys had that.
No, you can throw grenades.
Yeah, you could.
And if you're Mr. Odd Job, you can throw your hat.
Yeah, that was awesome 10 years ago. Right. Whenever you finish playing the new GoldenEye, just press pause, go in your car, drive to the future and meet me. All right? There's a lot of shit coming out this year that I really want.
I
swore off the Xbox, but they've apparently made a new, smaller one that doesn't sound
like
a
Damien. Damien, stop it. It's going to break on you in two weeks.
No, I'm glad that it's out. No, I'm waiting till Christmas. If I hear that one breaks between now and Christmas, the answer is no. So, Gran Turismo.
And all you're going to do is you're going to come here and bitterly complain.
No, November 2nd, Gran Turismo comes out, guys.
So no
I
podcast for 3 weeks.
And I won't be here. I will not. Every second that I have will be devoted to Gran Turismo. I might put on the headset and talk to you guys through Skype while playing Gran Turismo. I will not be here.
Get a headset then.
No, I'm going to have to because Gran Turismo soon. Have you seen that game? It looks better than reality. It's so good.
But I can't play it.
No, that's not. It's entirely. Right, so back to movies. And drinking.
So what I watched this week, I watched what I'd like to think is a copious amount of films. I know Damien doesn't think that way. Starting it out with The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Copious?
Yes, copious. Do you know what the word means, Douglas?
Please, Andrew.
No, I'm asking you. Do you know what the word means?
Wow.
A lot.
Oh nice.
Are you feeling better? You thought I didn't know what it was saying.
I thought you meant that it was copy. You know,
no.
No.
Somehow I don't feel like I won this. The Outlaw Josie Wales. Western starring Clint Eastwood. A revenge film.
A Western revenge film. Really?
I think I figured out the Western cliche after.
Right. Period pieces, if I remember. Yeah.
Josie Wales is a regular everyday farmer until one day someone comes along and decides to kill his son and his wife for no godforsaken reason. And he says...
It was on no godforsaken reason, but was there another type of reason?
No, there never is.
Is this Preacher? I've read this story in Preacher.
And then
what
he did...
Jonah Hex? Was that right?
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, just Jonah Hex. Jonah Hex, what I found hilarious was... Marco Certus on Twitter, he saw Jonah Hex, and his immediate response was... The movie is shite, however, Megan Fox plays quite a capable whore.
Okay.
So if you're ever thinking of watching a film which has a whore in it that you believe, Jonah Hex is a film for you.
That's me.
She was playing that character in all her movies. I remember a couple of years ago, before Transformers came out, I'm like, this girl looks good, but can't act. Transformers came out and I was like, yeah. Like, she still can't act, and she's proven me right over and over and
she
over.
She was in stuff before Transformers.
She was in Mean Girls.
Was she?
I hate that movie.
I don't think I actually watched the whole of that movie.
You don't have to. Yeah,
who was she
it doesn't matter. She was instantly forgettable because, and I know this is hard to believe, she was the worst actor in that entire movie.
You sure? I don't have us in that movie.
And she is worse.
Well,
that is why she stood out for me. That was before doing this and being overly critical about movie. I'm like, this girl is horrible. Where did she get in this movie? This is terrible. But Tina Fey was also in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was hilarious.
She also wrote that movie. What was she thinking?
She's probably thinking they'd have gotten better actors.
I don't know, dude.
She was wrong.
30 Rock, dude. She's redeemed herself. 30
she
Rock.
She has, but that movie was god awful.
Wait, has she truly? I saw Date Night.
I still haven't watched it.
I don't watch it yet. Is it horrible?
I don't talk about it for a reason. It's not horrible. It's about house bunny levels.
I'm going to.
Oh, you such a.
I watched House Bunny. I saw House Bunny.
Life is awful.
That was around 3 hours of my life I'd want back from House Bunny.
Is that long?
No, it isn't. However, but whenever I watch ridiculously horrible movies, it's not recovering that takes time, you know. When I watch ridiculously horrible movies, especially on DVD, I watch like 20 minutes, I go like, this movie is so bad, I pause it, I walk around, I do something else, and then I come back 20 minutes later and I press play. So an hour and a half movie becomes 3 hours.
Andrew, thank you. Exactly what I was about to say. Just in much, you know,
before two outliers that Douglas gave us. Usually, I watch horrible movies. I start laughing at the movies all the way through. So I just laugh at how bad the movies, unless it's really boring. And even then, like I feel that at the movie. And I know my reasoning is flawed, but I feel that when I watch a movie to the end, I have won. And I know that doesn't make sense because the movie's job is to entertain me. And if it fails to do that, I should turn it off. And then I have won. That is how I would win. Right? The movie has failed to entertain me, so I stop watching it, and I win. But that's not the logic that I use. I use broken logic. And I know it's broken.
So it's okay because you know it's broken.
Right, I feel like I need to watch this movie to the end. So that I can say without question that this movie's dross. I know I've seen it to the end. And it's bad all the way through.
I have to say, I'm with you. I'm kind of like that in that I feel that...
But that's terrible.
I know it's bad, but like I feel sometimes like I have to finish a movie. Like I can't...
So that way, someone asks.
Like, there are very few movies.
It's a bad movie. It's fucking awful.
There are very few movies which I've actually been unable to complete because of how bad it is. Like.
There's only one.
What's that?
He knows. And you know.
But that's different. You never tried.
No, Andrew, you were there. I tried.
No, but you knew you were going, so... anyways. Right. Outlaw Josie Wales is a good movie. Moving on. I saw The Gunfight. I'm continuing in the...
Westerns.
Starring Gregory Peck. And this movie is fantastic. 1950. It's brilliant. It's one of those films which it tries to show you the entire character of one of the gunfighter that is in the West. Like, it gives you every stage of that character. It gives you the Gregory Peck is the older version who's become the greatest gunfighter you can become, but he's realized it's not as great as he thought it was when he was young going out for that, and he wants to give it up. You have the sheriff who was a gunfighter and gave it up and took up the job of the sheriff and went about a law-abiding life. And
is
then there's...
law-abiding citizen? Was he played by Gerard Butler?
No, he was not.
Definitely not Jamie Foxx, because, you know, back in those days. That's not true.
Unless Blazing Sun.
This is true.
Which Douglas has not seen.
I've seen it like twice.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't be.
I wanted to try and call him up, but damn it. And it even gives you the young gunfighter who wants to become the greatest ever, wants to make a name for himself. And I think it sums it up at the end of the film. Have you guys seen this movie?
Yes, I have.
You have. Douglas hasn't. Alright, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but at the end... I know, but at the end, Gregory Peck says something to the note of, "I'm not letting you off that easy. I want you to be that great gunfighter. I want you to see what being that great gunfighter means, and you will find out in years what I feel and why I wanted to make this decision." Like, that's not exactly the quote because I don't have it in front of me, but it says something to that effect, and. Like, things like that in movies are things that I just love. This movie has easily become one of my favorite movies of all time. I can't tell you what number, but it's fantastic.
Remember last year?
I believe I know what you're talking about. Yeah. When you said something along the lines of, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a really good film, and then Andrew, I think he popped up like, Western?
Something to that.
Something like that, wasn't it? Yes, yes.
Only one more week of this, so I won't have to hear any more of Andrew thinks a Western is bad jokes. Other movies I saw this week, I actually went out and I watched the Karate Kid remake.
It's crazy.
you hear that they're making, they've started.
I saw it.
And your money contributed.
My money
contributed.
I'm happy. I have to say, as much as you want to hate it, I actually enjoyed the movie.
I refuse to watch that. Refuse.
Alright, so let me get this through. So the lead actor can act. Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan also can act.
Mm-hmm.
And they're remaking a property that didn't need to be remade. And he expects me, them, to believe that there's something redeeming about this. Is he hiding?
I'm almost done number
this
two.
This is one question I have to ask him. Andrew, is Jackie Chan the Karate Kid?
No.
What the hell is wrong with it? You're saying to me that Jackie Chan, who... If I ever watch his movies, the only reason I watch it is because he's fighting other people and making it look good, is not the person that fights other people in this movie? Is that what you're telling me?
He has an awesome fight scene.
Okay, for how long?
Around three minutes.
And I hear that this movie is, what, 2.5 hours long?
Oh, it is really long. 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Right. And so, my question to you is, at the end of this movie, does Jackie Chan turn to Will Smith Jr. and say, "Will, I am your father"? No.
All right.
No.
I can't say anything. You're not allowed. I'm not allowed. Move on. It's a good movie overall. Another movie I saw this week. I saw Mary and Max. This Australian stop motion film.
I started watching that movie like 3-4 months ago and then fell asleep.
Every time I go past the cover in XBMC, I go, I should watch that. And somehow my finger keeps pressing. Close right past it.
It stars Toni Collette and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, Toni Collette is the girl?
Yeah, and Philip Seymour Hoffman is Max.
Really?
It's a really good film. I mean, it's not something that you're going to watch over and over, but it's a really good story about friendship. And
I thought you didn't like films with animation. Waltz with Bashir.
And I kind of like that they decided to do it in stop motion. Because with the narration and how the story is told, it feels almost like it's a storybook. It's like a child's storybook you're reading, and the animation is your imagination reading this book. And it's... I love that song. And it's a really good movie. Like, it's not something that I'd be watching a lot or I'd probably revisit, but definitely it's out on DVD now. Rent it. It's a really good movie to check out if you're into those kind of things. And the last movie I saw this week that I'll talk about is Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, did you watch it?
I watched and I didn't talk about it for a reason. Lugu, that's all that.
No, Lugu. Are you going to actually make me wonder what the hell that is?
No, David, don't do it, David.
Rename Google. There's a guy named Lou. And they renamed Google. So just to give you, like, just to show you the depths of nonsense that happens in this movie. Yeah. I realize now why people hate John Cusack. I'm starting to go on that water.
John Cusack for me is frozen in time. Okay. he does not exist right now.
Wow,
he only exists in the 80s.
Not even 2012. Not even 2012.
I like
2012. I like War Inc.
2012 is okay.
I still haven't watched War Inc.
I like War Inc. You guys will hate it because you already don't like the lead, and nothing else in the movie is going to.
John Cusack.
So why would I not like the lead?
You say he doesn't.
I've seen like the first 20 minutes of it.
I love John Cusack. I just don't like what he's doing now.
Okay. Hilary Duff is in it. But she plays much like what's her face in
War
Jonah
Hex. Isn't that Marissa Tomei? Isn't that
the horror?
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Right. Much like Megan Fox. Hilary Duff plays a horror.
Doesn't Marissa Tomei do that too?
Yeah, but not in this movie.
Oh, not in this movie. Something else. Okay.
She was a whore in the wrestler.
Yeah, she was. But I thought she was as well, like a stripper in this one. But I don't know.
Was she?
I haven't seen it.
What the hell are we talking about?
I brought up Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah.
That movie isn't good. Even the black guy. What's his name?
Craig Robinson.
He at times is hilarious. The movie just isn't. It really isn't.
You're not too old for the earth. I will tap that ass.
Sometimes I forget he's in that movie. Hot Tub Time Machine. I disagree with the internet saying it's like the go-to comedy of the year. Like people had put it on a level closing in on The Hangover.
Wow.
Right? And
I guess they saw another movie.
Yeah.
That was the other one.
And I get why they made this movie. It's an excuse for John Cusack and all these people to remake an 80s comedy, which people love, like Douglas.
It's an 80s comedy.
But it isn't.
This is an 80s comedy.
Basically.
Mm-mm. I need to watch this movie.
It is satire. It is like
they had that scene from 16 Candles. That little shot from 16 Candles.
Yeah,
in it.
But everything else was pretty stupid.
But I'm not so far down as you who thinks it's completely really lame, but it's okay.
Tell me where you laughed. Is it okay? Right.
Craig Robinson was generally hilarious.
No, that is our exemption, sir.
I liked John Cusack.
He was funny in The Goods. Live Hard or Die Hard or whatever the
hell. Nobody tells me what to play.
He was hilarious in that and he barely spoke. So, that's... No. What else?
Rob Corddry was on and off funny. And I like Clark Duke. The young guy from Sex Drive, the one who
I should watch that again. Thank you for that. You should come back and watch it. See about female protagonists.
I don't know whether you're saying that dude is a female or
but a female protagonist in that.
Yes, a lot. Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says when answering the phone, what country shall I say is calling?
So trailers this week. One trailer that hit recently that I'd like for us to talk about is Life During Wartime.
I'm good at reading people, you know.
What do you read now?
Well, I see a man, and he's alone, and he's straight. That's good enough for me.
Just go into my medicine cabinet.
Douglas should start.
Okay, Life During Wartime. Actually, I made some notes while I was watching the trailer. So, I'd like to read to you my notes on Life During Wartime.
On your old iPhone.
Yes. The first note
what
is...
What G is that?
The one?
A G.
Yeah. Anyway, so
my first
note of on this was that it was directed by the same person who directed, and you all will probably realize what I'm getting at with this. The guy that directed Welcome to the Dollhouse. Do you remember that movie? You remember that movie?
I might remember that movie.
I've heard of that movie.
Yes,
I remember.
Yeah.
When I go into my memory banks, it frowns.
yes.
That was a good movie, right? Was it?
Anyways, Douglas.
Someone recommended it to me. I remember that.
And then somebody realized that this.
So hold on. Question. Now that you brought this up, and I remember what we were talking about earlier about Showgirls. Like generally, when you're watching bad movies and your sister walks in, do you blame it on us?
No. My sister is the reason there's a lot of bad shit on my computer. Right? What was the Bounty Hunter that came out recently? Movie's on.
That's Butler, right?
Yeah, Jared Butler and Jennifer Aniston. Was it Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
What was J-Lo's last movie?
The Backup Plan.
You're right. I mean, there's a lot of horse shit that I'd never. Twilight is there. Both Twilight movies.
Have you watched it?
No, I've never watched it.
Watch the second one.
Come with us to watch the third one. It's an experience.
Oh.
Anyways, Douglas was saying something.
Okay, cocaine is also.
I have a second note that I wrote down here. I wrote down that Omar is in that movie.
Yes. He is. Omar. What's the wire rule?
There's a rule about The Wire and its characters.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, no. Technically, Omar was in The Road, which is a fantastic movie. So,
all right. Bending the rule.
Exceptions prove rules, don't they?
Yes.
No.
Even though he was in it for like 5 minutes.
No, it didn't break the rule. It bent.
It bent.
Exactly. However, at the same time, Damon said something earlier. He said, this looks like a Douglas movie, and he's kind of right. This does look like a Douglas movie. It looks like something that I might enjoy. I'm not sure about it, but I'm interested.
I'm with you on this. I'm very interested in this movie, but what I find interesting about the trailer is something that I think is something that really clicks with you especially, and it clicks with me, is pacing in trailers and the music they choose. Like, there are certain trailers where you hear the music and you know this is stock trailer music. Mm-hmm. Like a studio just had to pump out a trailer and they're like, we have video, let's just put that swelling music at the end and it'll work out. But this trailer, it really has its like music going with it, and how the scenes play, like little clips play into it, and it seems really interesting. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. Even though I kind of think the China joke looks kind of stupid. Anyways, Damien.
I kind of like it.
Is it the pacing? Is it the whole thing with it?
No,
it's the pacing, isn't it? You know, underpacing is your alcoves.
Pacing.
You thought about alcoves.
It's the aunt. It was the second where the aunt or cousin or whoever it is, she was like, everyone thinks that I think I'm better than them and that I look down on them. And it's so depressing. And then right at the end of the trailer, and the girl asks her something, and she's like, "Wiz or?" I'm like, I like her. I want to see more of that character. No, it looks fun. It looks really interesting. I hope that they do something special with it. I can't see where it can be good. I can't see where it could just be long and drawn out. I'm hoping for
China joke. China will take over? No love for China joke? Okay.
No. Like, I like the fact that they built that up and then they gave us the payoff at the end. But, not so much. Maybe it's better, like, how they do it through the movie. Maybe that payoff. But, I mean, he's right.
China will have
more people than everybody and more money than everybody. It's only a matter of time.
They've got a really big wall.
Yeah.
You can't get
around it. Although black people have been known to steal walls before. Very good at it.
No. They can't be good at it if they don't read the instructions.
Oh, that is true.
So the next trailer we're talking about is the new Sofia Coppola film somewhere.
Soko.
I'm a team Soko.
I'm not a new Soko movie.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Cleo.
Can decisions shape your life? Be aware of five above, seven ways to go through school.
I need you to take Cleo.
Either you noticed or
when are you coming back?
I don't know.
Seven ways to get ahead, seven reasons to drop out. When I said I can see me in your eyes, you said...
Because I know Sofia Coppola is Damien's favorite director. I want to hear his thoughts on this
trailer. You're so right. All her movies are... I've loved them so.
So cool.
Dominic Damien, what did you think of this trailer?
The first one was the Suicide Diaries.
Virgin Suicides.
Fuck that movie. Then she did Lost in Translation. That's what she did.
Yeah, and then there's Marie Antoinette, which I still haven't seen.
Lost in Translation. Yeah. Marie Antoinette, yeah. So, she's basically speaking of which, NBA.com right now.
Tonight is the night.
I was wondering if you were even coming tonight because of this.
Good work.
Oh, you're a Celtics fan?
No, I just hate Lakers.
Okay, good. That's how I was when I used to watch basketball.
I can't be anything fan right now after fighting.
Anyways,
right,
anyways. Sofia Coppola.
Soko.
So are we officially titled the girl Soko?
That's what I'm going to call her. It's your fault. It looks like a Soko movie. It really does. It looks like she's in her wheelhouse. I'm hoping that with age comes experience, she doesn't bore me to tears or goes off the deep end with nonsense. But her last two movies have been good. Some would say phenomenal. And so once her name is attached, I'm pretty much guaranteed to watch it.
So, like, earlier today, I was, like, between World Cup matches, I was flicking through, and...
Why did you have the remote in the World Cup? What did you have?
Between, you know, between.
I don't understand.
You do realize that there are highlights, right?
When there's no more football, the TV turns off.
And one day that rule would be instituted, but for now I was flicking. I spent a little time rewatching some of Vicky Cristina Barcelona, which is a movie.
What does this have to do with Soko?
I'm coming. You know, it's a build.
You know that's Woody Allen, right?
I do know that.
Look, he's taking the long way around.
Okay, alright.
Here we go. And for some reason, like, I rewatched this trailer earlier today.
Soko?
Yes, this trailer, Soko's trailer. I will approve of Soko. And for some reason, it kind of, like, I think that the trailer reminded me a lot of the style of Vicky Cristina Barcelona. It does have the Sofia Coppola stamp on it. You know, like, if you've seen Virgin Suicides and Lost in Translation and you watch this trailer without any text saying from the director or whatever, you know exactly who this person is. But I find it kind of interesting to see that, because I never really thought of her as someone who really influenced her style. Like, I mean, you hear the name Coppola, you immediately think of Godfather and stuff, but you know from when you watch her other films that she has absolutely nothing to do with Frank.
But she was in The Godfather.
And no one recovered after that.
No, she was in the first one.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Are you saying art shows and you don't know
no,
it, or you,
right,
or you're
no,
just
yeah,
like
yeah,
whatever?
She, right, she was in it, barely.
Okay. And
the third one.
Yeah, that is the problem.
And I don't know. I just found like a really interesting thing to notice. Is all.
It's good that she's been able to like carve out her own style in just three movies.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say just three movies. Just three movies for her has been at least 10 years, because I remember that when I was in college, I saw Virgin Suicides,
right,
and Lost in Translation.
And she's done short films since.
Yeah.
There was one that came out a couple, like, this
right.
year. This
I
year.
I don't think I've seen any of her short films. I mean, no, it's good. I didn't like her first movie, but it wasn't targeted to me. It was targeted.
I like Virgin Suicides.
I like the music, but they were cheating. So
they were cheating.
No, when you put licensed music in a movie and pick like the greatest movie of a certain time, the greatest music of a certain time period, you don't get
kind
of
like
oh,
the boat that rocked.
Exactly.
Like,
you don't get to say, oh, there was great music in the movie. I like the movie because there's good. Because that's cheating. That's essentially what you do. Like, exactly like
the
boat that
rocked,
right? So, I'll watch it.
I like Sofia Coppola. I'm interested. But I just wanted to make that note about Vicky Cristina.
I don't see that.
Have you seen that movie recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, by recent, like in the last 6 months, yes.
Okay. I don't know. It's something that I just felt noted today. Anyways, Douglas, any thoughts?
Yes, I saw this trailer, and the first thing that I noticed was Soko's name.
Mm-hmm.
And
you stopped it and said, I don't need to watch it anymore.
I don't need to watch it anymore. Because listen, I watch Virgin Suicides, and I adore that movie.
Okay.
I watch Lost in Translation, and I love it. I watch Marie Antoinette, and wasn't my favorite film, but it wasn't horrible either. It was pretty okay.
Wasn't your movie.
So, 2.5 out of 3 movies is pretty amazing for, you know, somebody, anybody. So that immediately caught me. Another thing that caught my eye was the music. Not the music that I heard. And I suppose it would be a part of the music that I heard, though. But the fact that Phoenix is actually writing and doing the music for this movie.
Yeah, it's better.
That's pretty cool.
I do like them.
Yeah.
Never heard anything from them.
They're really good. French band, apparently.
Are they French? I don't know where they're from.
I didn't even know that until recently either. But, so yes, Phoenix is doing the music. Phoenix is awesome. If you don't know Phoenix, get to know Phoenix. Phoenix. And also, your thing about Vicky Cristina and Barcelona, I didn't quite see it, just like Damon was saying. But what I did see, what I thought, and of course, this might easily just be the whole hotel business and the one big superstar in Stephen Dorff. Well, I shouldn't even call Stephen Dorff a superstar, but that's what he's being portrayed in this film as.
It was Blade, and then the next time Mustang was Felon. I know he's in a Coppola movie.
But I see this trailer reminded me so much
is
of
that
Lost in Translation.
Okay.
Man, Dorff. Was really good.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Lost in Translation with the relationship. No, really, like I say, it could still be, you know, the superstardom, even though Lost in Translation didn't have superstar, but it was a star, and the hotel, so maybe there's that. But what really resonated with me and made me think of that movie was the relationship. The relationship between Stephen Dorff and his daughter, and what's clearly going to be, this movie is clearly going to be an exploration of that relationship, just as Lost in Translation was an exploration of what could happen
in Tito
with when Bill Murray meets Scarlett Johansson.
And bright colors.
Right? So, with that said, and with my love for Lost in Translation
and
my love for almost anything that Soko does, I have to watch this movie. It's as simple as that.
Glad there's no bias in that. So, Andrew,
I beg your pardon? So, there's no bias in yours either?
I'm sorry, what?
I think I can bring up the clip. I think I can bring up the clip of Damon talking about the Expendables trailer and see how that comes out.
All you need to do, ask me about any Chris Nolan movie. Bias comes through.
All right. Last trailer I want to talk about is Never Let Me Go, starring Carey Mulligan, Keira Knightley, and Andrew Garfield.
We were moved from Helsham at 18. Tommy, Ruth and I.
Exactly how much experience have you guys had with the outside?
Quite a lot.
We haven't.
Drinks?
5 Cokes, please. If there was a boy and a girl, and they were properly in love and they could prove it, then they would be given a few years together before they began their donations.
Why do you do that thing, squeezing Tommy's shoulder?
I'm allowed to touch Tommy, aren't I? That's the way you're touching him.
Have you guys seen The Greatest?
I still haven't seen it. I saw his trailer a couple of days ago. It breached the internet. It's some movie with Kerry Mulligan and Aaron Johnson.
Yeah,
at the start, and has to go live with Pierce Brosnan.
I was thinking, I thought about watching that movie. Is it good?
Sorry.
Okay. I find his trailer really interesting because it takes a story which we've seen a billion times.
What story would that be?
The story of, you know, the English boarding school with all the students and something a little odd going in the school, but...
I only watch action movies.
You only watch action movies.
I've heard that premise before. It sounds awesome.
and it does something slightly differently, because I was watching the trailer, I was like, oh, it's another Oscar bait trailer about women in a boarding school. And then you see the women coming down the stairs and you see they're putting their hands over the scanner. You're like, what the hell is going on here? And then they're talking.
The worst supermarket ever.
And then they're talking about how at a certain age they have to give donations. And they delay that donation if you're in love. And
is this a movie about Scientology?
I don't know. And
is John Travolta
in this film? No,
he's
not. He's not. And there are some people, Shannon especially was talking about how she had read the book and she knew what was going on and how quote unquote spoilery the trailer was, but I haven't read the book so I don't know what's going on.
Yes, books ruining movies for hundreds of years. Damn books.
I'm kind of sold on this movie. I know Keira Knightley isn't something that should really sell me on a movie, but Andrew Garfield was fantastic in Parnassus. Carey Mulligan was awesome in An Education, and I can't wait to see them again. And this story looks like it'd be really interesting.
Well, okay, so I saw this movie, and
you saw the movie?
That's impressive.
I want to know how you got that.
Me and Carey, we go back, okay?
Not Kira, not Kira.
Bagging Carey Mulligan. Didn't she turn 18 like a day ago?
I'm gonna tell.
Alright, so you were saying something about feeling up minus.
No, I wasn't feeling up anybody. Okay. I was feeling them out, you know? Just to make sure, just to see, you know, that things are you know,
copacetic.
I never
heard it put that way, feeling them out.
But no, once the legal age has passed, then you feel them up. That's fine.
Okay.
Right, so, but yeah, anyway. Anyway, what was I saying? So, okay, this movie. There are two things that I noted about this movie. One, the director and his previous work. This is Mark Romanek, who has directed also One Hour Photo.
Haven't seen it. No, I want to watch it.
I watched that movie when it came out.
That's a Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. I watched it when it came out, and I can't tell you, you know, details about exactly what happened. I can tell you like bits and pieces, but what I can tell you is what I remember feeling, and I remember really enjoying that movie. I think it was the oddest thing ever.
We really do have different things.
But don't remember. You have to remember. This is a time before he had found like David Bowie movies.
Oh,
and
you're right.
So the weirdest movie
and
ever. You know, this is like his prequel to finding out about Terry Gilliam.
Yeah. So I did enjoy this, not this movie, but One Hour Photo, and so
that was one of the movies that made me start hating Robbie Williams.
Oh yeah, maybe I need to watch it again then. Damn it!
Angle,
you
so
bastard.
Much angle.
Don't ruin the memory for me. Nostalgia.
You're the one who has to not ruin the memory. Don't go back.
Yeah. Just keep saying crazy. Like He-Man was awesome. Like One Hour Photo.
Shut up. He-Man was awesome.
Do you guys want me to use that song again?
Anyway, there was one other thing. Andrew kind of alluded to the weirdness of what's going on in the trailer.
The Superman picture.
Yeah, and actually, I want to do more than allude. I want to posit that these people are clearly clones. Or some sort of oddity.
Right.
Because
I want you to think at first that it was farming. Like, not clones, but just generally, like, they're like, okay, we have these children that no one wants, so we'll use their organs eventually.
You know what, though? Yeah, and that would make sense for the donations, but that would make sense all the way up until the dying seconds of the trailer, when there was this lady who was walking by the children with such disdain and disgust and saying, oh, something about, I can't help you creatures, or some foolishness like that. So they're not human.
I think Damien has his hand up. I think he wants to say something.
I wanted to finish before he said it.
The island.
And you know what's the funny part? I never even thought about it as in like clones or anything, but that is a good theory. One other thing I wanted to say, I spoke earlier about during Life During Wartime about trailers with stock music, and this trailer is completely stock trailer music. It starts out with the music, which is like, it's something weird, it's something interesting, and then it switches to the song of, we are going to swell because now we're talking about love, and the guy is going to cry at the end.
that guy is screaming at the end, unnecessary. It just looks stupid.
Yeah. And then yes, and another like hint was when the lady was saying, we didn't want to look into your souls, we wanted to see that you had one. Like, yeah, why would they not have souls?
Damn it, you're totally making me know now. Like, damn it, they're clones.
Didn't you see this trailer too?
Yeah, really.
I wasn't thinking
obvious.
About clones.
And
I was just thinking.
The trailer ended. I'm like, Jesus, we're making another island.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that I'm very excited for this movie. I mean, Carey Mulligan is a plus. Keira Knightley might not be a huge plus, but I like most of the movies she's in, so she's not a minus. But, like you said, I didn't mind that guy in Parnassus.
Andrew Garfield. Get his name right. He will be a name.
Guy.
The dude.
No.
El Dudorino.
Alright, he's a guy. He's nothing more than a guy for now. Wait maybe a couple of years. He may be... that guy that I can't remember his name, but it progresses that far.
At this point, he might
have
been an extra.
I love how he's that guy, but Charlton Copley has only done 2 films, and we have to know his name.
Yeah, but one of Charlton his films is 9.
Oh my goodness. Forget District 9. 18.
Yeah, but
okay.
One of his films was this
one. Anyways, I really want to see this film.
Sorry, what film are you talking about? 18, right?
Well, I already saw the 18.
I want to see it again.
When it comes out in high def, I'll watch it again.
This trailer reeks off the island.
I see what you guys are saying now, and damn you guys for saying it.
If you're going to do a movie about clones, you need to hire the guy that did Moon. And hire all the actors in Moon
and give them the Moon script.
Spoilers.
Hire the writer in Moon and have them do another movie. I can't call it Earth.
Call it Sussex.
Call it Mars.
Okay. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a big home-cooked dinner tonight? You know, something special.
Balloons or something?
No, I don't want balloons or something. I'm just saying something nice.
When don't I make it nice?
Make something nicer!
Make it yourself! The great communicator.
Before we go out, I'd like to thank my beautiful wife, Joyce, for this special dinner that she prepared. And I'd like to welcome Tony to our table.
So, Vince tells me that he was friends with your mother.
Long time ago, I guess.
I guess so, because I never heard about it.
Here we go.
All right, this week Damien asked us to watch City Island.
You bastard. Okay.
So I'll let Damien start. Tell the people what's this movie about.
Muscle suckers and cab diggers.
So good.
Okay, so is it about this prison guard?
No, correction officer.
Correction, no.
All right. So this squaddy. Find out Sam have a son in a prison. And he's secretly trying to become an actor, which is hilarious. I see what they did there. He's trying to be an actor.
That's clever.
Acting. I've never seen that before. Right. He finds out that he has a son and he's trying to redeem for the mistakes he made when he was a young lad, much like Douglas is doing now.
He's still making mistakes, but you know, I'll move on with that.
And so he takes this son home to his family that is, to say that they're dysfunctional would just be flat out lying. They're having issues, a lot of issues in this family. But they seem to make it work like most families. And as he introduces all these new elements, both his son and his pursuit of becoming an actor, it has some effects on the rest of his family. And the movie is just dealing... The movie is what happens in the period when he brings home his son and... I don't want to spoil it. Because this movie is good. I want people to watch this one.
Like, when I watched this film, I got that the general idea was you have this family, which... Like, as you said, to say dysfunctional would be a lie and, like, an understatement as to what dysfunctional families are. But the thing that you notice about this family is the pack of lies throughout this family. Like,
the pack of lies.
Like, for example... They're all smoking cigarettes and no one tells anyone they're smoking cigarettes. They're all like, we've quit. There's a son that he brought home and he refuses to tell them that it's his son.
The son that lives there, he's awesome.
He's awesome. Okay.
There's a daughter who's a stripper. I love that
everybody in that family has this intense New York accent. Except the son.
Yeah.
This one has like this sort of, I don't know if I'm right on this, but I feel like that's more like a West Coast California type of accent.
He's right, but he just completely, he's just not part of this movie. He has disowned them a long time ago, and that's what I mean, he was perfect for that role. That was really good. I enjoyed that.
By the way, no, you know what I really enjoyed? This might sound strange, but what I enjoyed, I thought it was really funny, was he was searching for stuff on Google.porn. That was hilarious.
I should check to see that.
Yes,
I really should.
What's the URL?
Google.porn.
Google.porn.
B-O-O-B-L-E.
Is there a .com?
No, it's porn is the com.
Enter.
Well, it would make sense. It's
the best. Hold on. There's booble.com, but there's no booble.porn.
Oh, wait, but it's the same logo.
So we approve everyone. If you are like a porn dude and you need a search engine to find porn, go to booble.com.
But you know what's funny though? What they did with the logo, they changed it with the red and the blue and the green, so it looked just like Google.
I'll remember that later.
Wow.
TMI.
Yes.
Anyways, talking about this movie, what I really liked was the general premise of this family built up on lies. Like, everyone just wants to hide whatever their true desire or whatever
real
is.
Families.
Yeah, like real families.
Yeah, the truths to prevent people from getting hurt. That's how it works.
Like, the whole idea is living together is just to get along rather than to actually force people into accepting your true selves. And, like, there are a lot of slapstick jokes going on around, but I think it worked.
Yeah,
it worked. Like, I mean, I kind of wanted to slap the movie at the Godfather impression, which it's in the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anything. But
I about the start of that when he was doing
when he was just getting into it, and the woman is like, "Really?
What are you doing?"
So
good.
But what I think was so perfect about it was how the injection of this new character, the son that he doesn't tell anyone is his son, like, basically just, as you said, it's a catalyst for them finally coming out about all their lies, all of their truths, or whatever you want to call it.
I love the wife's reaction to all the stuff that she's, because that's how, well, all the women I know react.
One thing I have to thank this movie for doing, and I've already forgotten it, but it's
Emily Mortimer,
the friend from the acting class,
right,
who forces Andy Garcia to go to the audition. There is a place in New York called Synecdoche. And she said it. I can't remember the pronunciation
it's
right now.
Okay, something different. It's Skinek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of my favorite movies from, is it 08?
Wow.
Synecdoche, New York.
Wow.
Listen, I love Charlie Kaufman, and that movie was too much for me. Okay.
No,
for
is,
me.
That is what he...
For me.
Not all the things to pick out in.
Well, I mean, it's a little detail
he,
I'd like
you
to...
You watch that movie, by the way?
My brain cannot accept
there
so
was,
much nonsense.
There was a point in time in this movie.
My
where,
brain started
where,
to
no, no, no. But there was a point in time in this movie where somebody went to buy a house, and the house was burning, and they bought it, and I thought this was a dream. I was like, yeah, sure. So, no, it wasn't. The house just was perpetually burning somehow. I don't know.
There are times in my life, I have to admit, when something is beyond my grasp, and that movie is way.
I don't get it at all.
Anyways,
rabbit hole.
We're not talking. We're not talking about this movie now. We're talking about City Island.
Right.
Like, the only thing I have to say about this film that I think was kind of a little bit odd. Every character in this family had their lies, except the son.
No, the son had
the son had the whole fat girl thing going, the porn fat girl thing.
That son.
But for some reason, like, the way that they revealed his thing felt really odd in comparison to the rest, where he was just magically at the woman's house.
No, she lived next
yes.
door.
Yeah, but...
Do you not stop. You don't realize that walking from your house to your next door neighbor's house is magic.
I'm not talking about that. Like him going over to her house was... It was still built into the secret because no one knew what he was doing. But then magically at the end when everyone was coming out as to their own thing...
By the way...
He just appeared.
Can I say that it made no sense to me when he was... Because he had to pay for this site, correct?
Yeah.
And he paid for this site with his mother's credit card. And I just don't understand how he could do that and not think, okay, in about 2 weeks, my mom is going to know
did he seem like the type of person that cared? Did he seem like he cared?
He was a child who was calling out the truths in the house completely.
Right.
He was he like, slammed everyone. I think your boobs look bigger.
You're going to ask if he...
I love that scene. Love it. Because at the end of the scene, it's like,
also, I'd like to give a shout out to continually loving Alan Arkin as a minor character in movies. Like, for some reason, anytime he appears in a film,
I've seen him in the line.
I remember recently rewatching Gross Point Blank and realizing as a psychiatrist in that is Alan Arkin. I'm being like, whoa. Anyways, Douglas, any thoughts on this movie?
Well, I wish I could have thoughts, but you guys are stolen them all. This movie, it was...
He scores. Thank you, you're both welcome.
It was fairly good. We were going to talk about how our favorite Andy Garcia movies. And to tell you the truth...
He was in Legends.
Was it? No, that was not him. That was not him. Puss in Boots. His name is Puss in Boots.
I actually don't have many, if any, favorite Andy Garcia movies. I don't really like him, generally. Wow. Which is why I actually did see this movie from before. No, I didn't see it in terms of watching it, but I've seen it on the shelf and I've seen the poster and stuff. And I was like, oh, this movie looks okay. Oh, wait.
When we saw the trailer.
I didn't see the trailer. But so
he was on sabbatical.
Whatever. So actually
in there
passed on this movie because of Andy Garcia. And I thank you, sir, for correcting my misstep.
Yeah. Well, me.
Yeah, more judgments. The movie is very good. The son, the secret son as the catalyst is really kind of cool. How he brings everything together, because he really is the one that finds out, sniffs out the secrets and brings them to life.
Right.
He brought the stripper secret. He figured out the acting thing before anybody did.
Yeah.
Everyone
was more comfortable around him because he was supposed
the outsider.
To be quiet.
Yeah.
And because he was sexy too, apparently. Yes, that was a reason.
Fair enough.
Yes, don't you think? Yes,
wife wanted to bang.
There you go.
note, guys, don't bring sexy people into your house.
Especially
if you're married.
Especially when you pass like 45.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well. Mm-hmm. Make sure your gardener is as old as you. Keep that in mind.
Yes, there was a little bit of that Oedipus type of thing going on. But
I remember Extract. That is really correct.
I love that movie so much.
That dude was supposed to clean the pool.
You weren't supposed to bang the woman.
Pool still not clean.
I love how he calls the second day and he's like, I did it again.
Anyways.
That's two movies I need to go watch. That's great.
Yes, what was I saying? Yes, so that element of the movie is really what makes it good. The fact that really and truly this movie isn't brought along by any life-changing or any big... There's no big reveal. There's no action. It's just... There's this family who's not very happy. Right. And then they bring in this outside element that that kind of pushes things a little bit more.
I like how it was, they played it straight and it was also played for laughs. I don't know how.
Yeah,
they got
there was
that
a lot of other times where
they
I
got
was
it
like,
down.
You knew they were trying to make a joke, but it didn't feel
right. Like
forced.
The joke was right. It was just.
Like accepting, of course, the Godfather thing.
Yeah.
Like that was definitely.
I found that
hilarious. Like, I think I wonder if they realized, holy shit, we got Andy Garcia, and he was in the third Godfather. Maybe we can do a Marlon Brando shtick.
Right.
And
Marlon Brando wasn't in the third Godfather.
I mean, it's the Godfather. Everyone knows it for Marlon Brando. Once you say the Godfather, everyone thinks of Marlon Brando.
Whatever I think of Michael.
Thank you. That is what we're supposed to be. The actual lead.
Exactly.
And this old bastard, that mumbling shit.
You didn't like Marlon Brando in that movie?
No one cannot like Marlon Brando, but that's not what I think about when I think of the Godfather.
Anyways.
I think of the guy that did shit. I saw the movie, and I'm like, at the end of the movie, I'm like, I know if I just come and I say,
You liked
guys,
it.
You guys really need to watch it. Next year I'll be here. Oh, you guys really need to watch it.
No, next year. No, at the end of the year, you'll hear me go, David, I saw this movie. I don't know if you've seen
it. I will have another. No. And then one day
he does that to me all the time.
Yeah. One day I'm going to come and I saw this movie, City Island, with Andy Garcia. I don't know if any of you have seen it. I'm just going to. No, I've never seen it. It was really good. Oh, thank you.
And then it'll come next week with a clip.
This movie's beautiful. I saw the HD version and it is, it's pretty. The cinematography is really good there. And because they didn't really have to go to that many locations, it was, I like the camera work a lot. I mean, this movie was really well done. It was funny and they didn't have to go to, nothing in the movie felt too out of place. Like Douglas was saying, it wasn't some big event that brought on all of this. It was just the insertion of one person. The movie just went and it. The pacing was good. It was funny. I didn't expect any of that from this movie. I'm so glad that I saw it. And this is one of the best movies I've seen since a year or so.
You're watching A-Team next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you still haven't seen Shutter Island?
No.
Oh, you don't watch Shutter Island? But then, you see, Andrew, I like that movie, but like, for me to say, oh, that's the best movie I've seen in a long time, I don't think I could say.
I'm just glad that I saw A Single Man this year, because my top 10.
You're breaking your last year top 10 so much.
The amount of destruction that you love.
I can totally see this. Like I don't think I love this movie as much as you, but I see it as a solid like 7 out of 10, 7.5. Yeah. It's like one of those movies which surprise you because you don't know what really to expect from it.
But I can see myself watching this movie.
Yeah, it's one of those. It like I don't consider it the greatest film of the year or the best film of the year so far, but I definitely see it as one of those movies which. You can actually sit down and just press play and watch it. And
but those are the movies I enjoy the most. Movies that I know I can go back to. Not just, like, Revolutionary Road is a movie that is phenomenal. But I really don't see myself watching that movie many times. So while it is a very good movie, I wouldn't put that movie in, like, my personal top 10. It might be one of the best movies of the year. But in terms of my favorite movie, it wouldn't be there. Because, like, there's other movies that I like to watch over and over that would take its place, even though it's technically a better film.
Like 2012.
Yeah, exactly. Like 2012.
I think people's heads just exploded across.
By the way, where is that child from?
That child?
The son.
I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Showtime show, yes?
I'm sure
I know it from somewhere.
I didn't use IMDb, which is what was the problem. I used the XDMC thing to look up his name and what else I had with him in. And there was something else, but I don't remember what it was.
Royal Pains.
show.
Californication. Season right. 5 episodes of Californication.
Right. Oh, he's a boyfriend!
Yeah.
Yes! And he's a... Mm-hmm.
Right, that's... yeah,
and
that,
totally
that
bangs his mom, though. and...
I love that that moment where he comes and he says,
like,
did you hurt my mom?
And he looks up and he's like, oh, that's why.
Like, oh my goodness, Douglas, you brought back a smile.
Need help. Sick people.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're gonna crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back.
This week, in theme with the World Cup, which we're all watching, so we're going to stop watching movies.
I like sports.
I want us to talk about
football is no sport, it's religion.
It depended on where you live.
Are we talking about religious movies?
No. Talking about sports films.
Okay, can I start talking?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, open the discussion.
I'd just like to say that my favorite sports film is a little movie called The Mighty Ducks.
You're wrong. Waterboy, son. Waterboy is the best sports film of all.
I really hate Waterboy.
I enjoy that movie.
I was going to call up the Big Greens.
What about There's another one with Rick Moranis and Al Bundy.
The Little Giants.
I used to love it so much.
Talking about movies that I watched, sports movies that I watched as a child about children, sports, The Sandlot.
That's fantastic. But you know what got me really upset? One day I went into the supermarket, into Wegmans, when I was at Ithaca College. And they have, you know, the cheap bargain DVDs somewhere in the supermarket. And you look, and I was like, I wonder if I'll get one of these. And there was a DVD for The Sandlot 2. No, not allowed.
No, you should have bought it right there. Be like, I must have it to put on the shelf and laugh at.
Not the good one, the remake. Yeah, I love Chris Rock in that. Great.
I totally watched the original to that with Burt Reynolds.
What about Mean Machine, which is nothing more than
the remake with football.
So bad. Damn you.
Alright, so most people, whenever they talk about sports movies, they talk about the cliche sports film. Because generally,
white people are evil.
Every sports film.
First, all blacks. Basketball team. Football team, netball team,
cool runnings.
Oh my goodness, Douglas! Do not bring up cool runnings. That is vetoed from the podcast forever.
That is entered in first bobsled team. This team, there's those, and I typically hate all those movies across the board.
But I have to say, Cool Runnings has a warm spot in my heart.
One for the money!
Cool Runnings!
You realize what you've done, right? Do you realize what you've done? Someone listening to this podcast will listen to three Jamaicans talking favorably about Cool Runnings.
And make another
one. Okay, stop. Andrew.
First of
all,
that movie's garbage.
No.
Okay, well then you're crazy.
That movie's garbage.
When I was eight years old and the movie came out, I loved it. Because there was John Candy and Dougie Doug.
Because he didn't have sense.
Yes, and I know, but
speaking of Dougie Doug, he's in Justified.
Is he?
He is. Wait. For like two episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he the... I think I saw him. The dude for the church.
And he changes from a so-called Jamaican pastor to like in episode 5, he like throws on the American accent.
Whatever happened to Dougie Doug? Like, I remember him in the second Cosby Show. And
yeah,
Dougie
Doug.
What do you think was going on?
Simple
as that. Anyway, sports films. I have to say that generally, I kind of like sports movies. Like,
they make it really
easy. I get the cliche, and I see that it is a cliche, but I'm a sucker for them. Like, I loved Invincible, the movie with Mark Wahlberg.
The Underdark.
I loved Sugar.
You liked Rudy, didn't you?
I don't remember Rudy, but I remember liking it when I watched it on TV a long time ago. Yeah.
So there's two types of sports films. There's the films that they win and the films that they almost win. And the ones that are better are none of them because they're all the same one.
Actually, so I agree. Who was it that just said it? That they don't generally... You!
Yeah.
You just generally said that you generally don't like these films. And I agree with you. But there are a few standout movies in the sports movie genre. One being Rocky, the first one. I really enjoyed the first one.
Eye of the Tiger.
Boxing isn't a sport.
But okay,
yes, it is.
Like,
okay.
Wrong.
Right. But listen, Rocky was amazing.
You know it was an awesome boxing movie? Max and... what's...
So yes, Rocky was...
Remings.
Max and... Joe and Max.
Tango and Cash. That was a good...
Shit.
Actually,
Joe and Max.
I watched Tango.
It wasn't.
Cash.
It wasn't.
Piece of it, at least, and yeah. I enjoyed it.
Blu-ray son.
Tango
awesome.
And Cash is fantastic. Joe and Max is not about Joe Frazier. It's about. I can't remember their last names. Okay, but it's not Joe Frazier.
What about the Karate Kid?
Joe Louis.
Maybe. About this boxer from Germany, Max something, and this boxer from America, this black boxer, and the Nazi. Yeah, I'll stop talking.
Ace Ventura is the best.
It's the best sports movie ever.
I'm shaking hands. I'm just shaking hands.
Awesome.
I agree with you. Completely.
The Dolphins.
So good.
You pulled some ridiculous strings.
Good kid.
How did you? I mean, wow. The faintest of connection to sports. The faintest.
Like, it came in my head. I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, I guess I've won. All right, that's it. This is over.
No, but yeah. No, man. There's this Rocky. There's. No matter how horrible
there's
you say they
two.
Are, no, shut up. There's,
three.
I love more for nostalgic effect, Cool Runnings and the Mighty Ducks. I really do love them.
I'll give the Mighty Ducks because I haven't gone back to those. But I remember loving the Mighty Ducks. I remember we went to the theater to see, was it part 2?
No, we did. Yes, we did. It was for either your birthday or my birthday, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was the one where they were in college. Was that 3?
That's 3, but we never. I don't even think I've watched all of that.
There's some football one with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, the Titans.
Yes.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
I went to the theater to see that.
Yeah,
why?
I remember that.
I liked it.
It was alright.
So sport, like, they're not, look, they're hard to dislike, right, because it's uplifting. You root for the underdogs.
Yeah,
and
but
they win our almost.
Are there any sports movies which stand out
Rocky,
to you?
Rocky stands out to me.
Like, out of the cliche.
The Damned United.
I have
true.
Watched that movie still.
Sugar.
No.
Sugar stands out.
I don't like that movie.
You don't like baseball movies.
Yeah, I don't like baseball.
Okay,
no, I know
stop.
You don't like baseball.
I know
where you're going. I know where you are going. If Charlie Sheen name is
Major League is awesome.
Yes, it is.
You know,
what about Bulls?
The first movie,
about.
Right. The first movie I watched from that series was not the first one. It was the second one, Major League 2.
Serrano.
Horrible. I love it.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't deal with the third one. The third one was horrific.
I've never seen the third
one. But the first one is really good. The second one is really good.
How about, you know, another baseball movie which I love, which you don't have to like
what,
baseball to love this. Yeah, Bull Durham.
I thought so. I still haven't watched it. Baseball
have you not
was
seen,
awesome.
You have not seen Bull Durham?
It. No, I haven't. I know
have
a lot
you seen
of people
Bull
love it, but
oh my goodness.
I just haven't watched it. Kevin Costner is not my kind
was,
of guy.
Was baseball in that movie?
Was Major League in baseball?
No, no, I just wanted in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, it's a baseball.
So that's why it has been watched.
Damn,
oh, you know, okay, I can tell you.
I'm willing to bet you. I'm willing to bet you on Bull Durham.
I'm willing to bet that here. Look, I don't like baseball. If I don't like the sport,
I get you. I get you.
Right? No, no. Kevin Costner, he clearly has been in a really good baseball movie. Or actually, other people would say maybe two because there's Field of Dreams.
Right.
Lots of people like that. Whatever.
Can't remember.
Right. So there's the worst. He's not in that. There's the worst baseball movie ever. And I'm very upset to say that this was actually directed by one of my favorite guys, Sam Raimi.
I saw that movie.
It's called
The Perfect Game.
The Perfect Game.
Yo, yeah.
Did you watch that movie? Oh my
I saw it on TV one day.
There's a baseball movie with some kid that broke his arm and
oh, oh yes, the rookie.
I like a gajillion miles along. And the whole time I was watching the movie, literally, I'm like, this is stupid.
Alright, A League of Their Own.
I guess, but I saw it way too young.
Damien, have you seen
it.
A League of Their Own?
Years and years. I don't remember anything about that movie.
Tom Hanks.
That,
oh.
Barrymore did Whip It.
Whip It, oh,
yeah,
that's
a nice movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, well, moving away from baseball.
Sorry.
I know, but.
Andrew. Rollerball.
I'm going to just move in the corner.
Roller derby.
I'm going to. I'm going to stare. I'm staring at NBA sides.
Under the umbrella of baseball.
I'm staring at NBA sides.
Fast and the Furious. Driving is a sport.
Are we now going to talk about Kingpin and the Big Lebowski?
Awesome.
And the Big Lebowski?
No, Big Lebowski doesn't count because although they're. Well, no, you know what? It counts.
Of course it
counts. Ventura counts. Therefore, making it the greatest
it's
bowling
about
movie
bowling
ever.
Ish.
Ish.
Uh-huh.
Ish.
In a way.
In a way.
Kind of.
Yeah, but
we're forgetting the greatest movie of all time. That it brought Warner Brothers with the NBA son.
Space Jam.
Mike Jordan, Patrick,
and Bugs Bunny.
Ewing and Bugs Bunny.
It will never happen again. Kiss that
I went
goodbye.
To the theater to see that movie. I went.
I have the soundtrack.
No, you want to know?
Paid,
you know what's funny?
I paid myself for it.
You know what's the funny part? I don't know if you remember a time when what's that bookshop
C-Mart.
Called? C-Mart was selling
exactly
bootleg cassettes of
wow.
movies. I bought. Space Jam on a bootleg cassette.
Money for it. And do you remember how hard it was for us to watch the movie? Like it was all blurry.
I didn't know it was bootleg at the time. I just
you saw Space Jam, man. Finally.
No, I knew
thank
it was bootleg.
Lord.
Maybe not with that one, but do you remember? I believe. Okay, this is going to be a little bit embarrassing. But do you remember we actually bought the Power Rangers?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I respect minus one.
On the bottom of that movie, I'm pretty sure there was, you know, the words that scroll across. It's like, if you own this movie, you should not. Please call us at 1-800, you just stole my movie. You know, so...
I have another tape that
I remember when we rented... We rented As Good As It Gets and watched it with our grandma.
I remember that.
And it was the same kind of deal where,
oh, yeah?
Like, there was shit scrolling across going, like, you should not, this is the property of Sony or whatever. I don't remember which studio did that. And you should not be owning
Eating
this
bastards.
Film.
Ah, so good.
Yeah.
So that was the worst discussion
so,
of us. We did not discuss anything.
We did not discuss anything.
Shouted out the names of crazy movies.
So, Damien, I want you to watch Bull Durham.
It's about baseball.
Please.
It's about baseball.
Name a movie and I will watch it by the time next week. Name a movie that you know I haven't watched yet that you've been shouting at me forever.
Baseball.
And I will watch it by next week if you watch Bull Durham.
Oh, Alright. It's not a movie, it's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Dark Blue.
Dark Blue.
You watch, you agree to watch Dark Blue?
I won't promise the full season.
I can guarantee you if you watch one episode, the full season will be
I will watch Dark Blue by the time we record next week. And you will watch Bull Durham by the time we record next week. Come on.
I'll watch it. Don't I usually watch the movies that you people tell me about? No. It works this way.
What about slapstick?
Exactly.
What? Slapstick? Is that what it's called? It's not called slapstick.
Slapstick?
What's
slapstick?
Slapshot.
I actually haven't seen that. I've seen clips of it. I've seen bits of it.
Okay, I have one better.
What's that?
Than even Ace Ventura.
What's that?
Airborne.
I only know of that movie by reputation. I've never seen it.
Oh, you guys have seen it. Alright, never mind that.
What's Airborne? What's Airborne?
It's about extreme rollerblading.
Wait, I have watched this movie. Yes.
Hold on, is Jack Black in
it? Yes, I've seen it. It's amazing. Yeah, I've won.
All right, so Airborne. So hold on, Airborne.
A night.
Airborne is my movie.
Airborne.
And you watch Bull Durham.
You not watch this movie?
I don't watch Bull
Durham. I don't understand.
I like, don't need to watch that.
I kind of imagine Airborne is in the same vein of Trace Buster.
Youth Airborne.
All right, and on that note, I guess we can end the podcast. This is
this was a mistake.
This is Andrew.
This is David.
And this is Douglas.
You can find the podcast along with all of our discussions of Airborne.
If you guys have Netflix, it's a streaming. Find Airborne. I don't know. Get Airborne. Even if you've seen it already, watch it again. It's so good.
You can find the podcast.
And the Lakers have won.
Yep, we're
back to back titles.
Yep.
That sucks.
So I can close the NBA tab.
Yeah.
You know what? You know where to find us if you're listening to this anyways.
Hey, what if they got us through iTunes?
Exactly.
And this is the first... You're so inconsiderate.
The podcast is
what
on...
What if someone's friend introduces them to our podcast and you just... disregarded newly slots.
I don't think that's a very good friend.
Okay, so listen, you can throw us on iTunes or the podcast alley or gmanreviews.com, andrewwrites@gmanreviews.com, and
filmstage, thefilmstage.com.
Right, there you go.
And therapist final.
There you go. Right.
You know.
You can find Andrew on Twitter at gmanreviews. My name is DJ, I lost his name, and Damien's name is Soccer Jersey. Is that it? Soccer
I guess that's what we've given him.
Yeah, okay. And that's about it. Good night. And we'll see you next week. The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned.